uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's a great Mamma Mia, hola, si, señor, morning. I'm getting my America back. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, the biblical question. What does it mean? Do not do unto others what you would not have them do unto you. Do not do unto others what you would not have them do unto you. What does that mean? What does it mean? I want to know. So I'm trying to sum up the Great White Hope speech last night, the president, State of the Union address. It was last night, as most of you know. And so I've been trying to, how do I sum this up? Number one, amazing. Amazing. The Great White Hope speech, State of the Union address last night was just amazing. Mind-blowing. It reminded me of when I was growing up in Alabama. As you know, I grew up on a plantation down in Alabama. I was born there. I was raised under the Jim Crow laws. I even participated in a stupid, dumb civil rights movement. I marched and did that crap. I regret that now. But it reminded me of when men were men and boys were boys. And ladies were ladies and girls were girls. It reminded me of when men were in charge during those days. They were the head of their wives. They were head of providing. And men, with perfect love, just didn't take in the crap. They didn't go for the okey-doke. And this president reminded me of that last night. And I was thinking, do you see the difference when a man is leading as opposed to when a woman is leading, especially a liberal woman? It was a difference between night and day. The president gave the feeling, the impression of confidence and safety and providing and logic. And it just all made sense. It just all made sense. He calls you to even the dumb and the blind, meaning blind spiritually and dumb spiritually. He calls them to even realize that America is America, a gift from God. And it's a big mistake to just allow liberal men and women who are of their father, Satan, to just sit back and let these people destroy it. It just didn't make sense. He laid all that out. He laid out the fact that we're not going to have this crap anymore. We're just not going to have it. And it reminded me of when I was growing up. Adult men and women didn't put up with the crap as adult men and women are putting up with now. The Republicans' rhinos are on the run. Liberal women are running off. Men and conservative men and conservative women. It was just mind-blowing. It just seemed as though there was a great change that took place last night. The president brought the bacon home, and now the wife will fry the bacon. He told the children of the lie how the cow ate the cabbage. It was just mind-blowing. I knew it was going to be like a really major speech or talk or address, but I had no idea the power that would be with it. that would come with it. It was mind blowing. He made the liberals, the Democrats, the black and the whites and the Indians and the Japanese and what Asian, they all look stupid. They sat there looking like even that Buckeye fat black guy from, I think he's from Georgia. They all, and one is from New York, I know that. And they just sat there and looked like defeated brats. And they demonstrated that they do not love America. The one from New York had his arm folded. There was a big guy, black, when they pretend like he participated in the civil rights movement. And they try to act like he is important. I forgot his name. It'll come. John Lewis. John Lewis looked like a dirty old black trash man. He just looked like he was defeated. Looked like he had been defeated by logic. They all looked, all of the Democrats, those liberal women, looked like spoiled angels of Satan. They looked defeated, like they knew Satan going to get them. Because they are lost. And they, when the president was exposing all the greatness of the country and things that we're not going to do, it showed that they had ushered in the wrong things. It was mind-blowing. It was just mind-blowing. You have to want to be blind, crippled, and crazy not to appreciate the love of this country. And also, the women standing up and applauding, and when he mentioned more women are working or in Congress or something, they looked stupid. They just looked like bratty kids with no idea of where they came from or where they're going or why they're there. It's too bad that the Democratic Party is going so far to the left that they can't even see themselves anymore. And Stacey Abrams, Lord have mercy, she gave the follow-up after the president finished, a Democrat from Georgia who did not want to concede that she had lost during the last race there. She ran for governor or something. And she gave the follow-up, just poor, pitiful me. I'm just pitiful. My mama, my daddy. Nobody want to hear that mess about your daddy, your mama. It was nothing. And then she forgot to straighten her hair. I can hear my grandmother sitting there watching that now. Why didn't she straighten her hair? Where's the straightening comb? She had this little nappy-looking, nasty hair on her head like she just got out the bathtub washing her hair and then straightened it. Do you remember when black women used to straighten their hair? Because they knew not to go outside looking like that.
Right.
But Stacey Abrams didn't straighten her hair.
She left it curly.
She left it napping. Y'all can call them curls if you want. Those are naps. She left it curly. No, she left it napping. And she getting fat. She just is fat from the head to the toe. But it was a mess. A emotional nothing response to the president's address. You can clearly see the difference between logical men and illogical women last night. If you don't see it now and don't speak up about it, men and women on the side of God, on the side of good, I don't know what it's going to take. I just don't know. The Democrats are evil. The Democrats wouldn't even applaud or clap or applaud for not killing babies. Those people on the Democratic Party are the party of death. They're the party of death, not of life. They want to kill God. They want to kill men. They want to kill women who are of God. They want to kill unborn children, and they want to kill the children who are living already. That's why they corrupt their minds and their souls in the public schools. They don't want them to live. They want them to die. That was apparent last night. And if you didn't see it, may God have mercy on your soul. You're truly blind. Anyone who vote for the Democratic Party now, after last night, woe unto you. Really. Because you are deliberately voted for evil. And your heart, your soul hate God. It hate good. And it loves Satan. It loves evil. It was amazing.